92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. You sing it, Aretha. I love that woman. Respect. That's what we're talking about. And I could not be more excited because I personally love, love, love the theater. And we have with us this morning my friends from Penn Arts, and they have a play coming. We have Christine Kellogg, who is the there's so many titles I would give you: artistic director, director, woman who coordinates everything, you know, all that good stuff. But you really created this group and this organization. I've had the privilege of seeing wonderful shows there, excellent acting and direction. And with her is the star of the upcoming production, which I'm super looking forward to seeing, which is called They Promised Her the Moon. Carson Campbell is here with us. So that's all I'm going to say. I'm going to leave it up to y'all to talk about the show and what it's all about. Maybe start, Christine, with what is Penn Arts? How'd you come up with the name? Where are you located? A little history about that.
Thank you. First of all, thank you for the very nice intro. Penn Arts started in January 17. I was back here visiting family, and I wanted something to do. And so my mother showed me something at a local elementary school that needed an after-school program, needed help. So I thought, well, what do I know? I know the arts. So I started volunteering there, met some other people, and we did our first show in November 17 with my colleague Tom Baracco. And I remember sitting at the audition saying, well, if we can't find people here in Pensacola, I've got people I can call. And he said, yeah, just wait and let's see. I've been blown away by the talent here in Pensacola. Life happened. I have moved here with my helping my family. And we have done, I believe this is our 17th show.
No kidding.
I believe
Our
17th. We're thrilled to be here. Pensacola has so much talent. I just got back from Los Angeles, and friends of mine are like, when are you coming home? This is your hood. What's happening? And I'm like, you know, Los Angeles doesn't need this. Miami doesn't. New York doesn't. But Pensacola has a professional ballet company, opera, symphony, a wonderfully vibrant community theater with beautiful location. But we wanted to do some sort of different, very strong theater.
Avant-garde.
Avant-garde.
New theater, unknown playwrights.
Everything that we do is new to the Southeast. Mm-hmm. We don't do anything that's been here before. As much as we love Annie, we're not going to do Annie.
And Streetcar Named Desire.
Streetcar, which I love, too.
I know that, too. I know. But,
exactly.
But that's what I love about coming to your shows, because it's typically something either I'm not familiar with, I don't know the playwright. So as an actor, I love that.
Yeah.
But I think as a person that loves the arts in general, that's what makes you different and unique. Plus, it's professional.
Yes.
So
yes.
That is a little bit of a difference.
Exactly. We believe that there is a reason that actors get paid. We want to pay them because there's respect. Respect comes with pay. We do it very professionally. We know what we're doing. We expect you to know what you're doing. You come in prepared. We come in prepared. And everybody gets paid. We want to be, we're growing into the regional theater down here.
That's wonderful. That's very exciting. Yeah. My face is lighting up. That's very exciting to hear. So I think that's really great. And so if someone wanted to support the theater, first of all, your location, just so people know where you are.
We're at the Gordon in the historic Belmont DeVilliers District, just in the same block as Five Sisters. The Gordon Community Arts Center, we have a small black box there. We're growing. We're thrilled. Carson is there teaching classes. We have several people on our team. Clarissa Moore, Gabby Long, Carson, Judy Uchida, and Harper Garcia.
I've met several of them. They do a great job. And the Black Box Theater, someone may not be familiar with, I personally love, because the larger theaters, of course, there's a separation between the audience and the players. You have a big theater, like Pensacola Little Theater, has the big auditorium feel to it, right? But what's nice about this is the audience is practically sitting, well, is sometimes sitting on the set, and it's very intimate, but I personally love that. Don't you think that makes a Black Box Theater, that's what it means? The Black Box Theater.
I do, and the Black Box means that you can convert it into anything, sometimes in the round, sometimes proscenium. And yes, I believe the intimacy sometimes works very well on some of these plays that if you put it in a larger theater, you would lose that. I mean, I don't think we're going to do Hamilton in there. That needs a bigger space.
It would be, that. Okay, I'm not going to go there. All right, well, let's get to this play, because that's what we wanted to talk about. They Promised Her the Moon. So, Carson, you're playing the lead in the show. What's your character's name?
Her name is Jerry Cobb, so that's short for Geraldine Cobb.
Geraldine?
Geraldine, yes.
Geraldine or Geraldine? Geraldine. Okay.
Geraldine.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. So it's actually a true story based on her life. She was born in Oklahoma, and her father, he was in the military, and he was a pilot as well. And she was also a pilot. She grew up to be a pilot, and she got 3 aviation records when she was in her 20s.
Really?
World records, yes. So she got a world record for a nonstop distance flight. She got a world record for light plane speed and also lightweight altitude. And she was the first woman ever to fly in the Paris Air Show in 1959.
How interesting. Mm-hmm. And we have not heard of this woman.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, that's one of the reasons we selected it, because this is a woman that I have great admiration for, and I had never heard of her. And I feel bad because she was part of the Mercury 13 who was training alongside the Mercury 7 for space travel.
Interesting.
And what
years was it? What was that, the 60s?
59, yeah, 60s. 59 through like 61, 62. And she was in the top 2% of training. And just as she was heading to Pensacola for the next phase, Congress met and decided that spending money on women for space travel was a waste of money. And so they pulled it for a myriad of reasons. So they pulled it and slashed all her dreams. But the role that Carson's playing, I have so much admiration for this woman, because she went on, licked her wounds, and did some amazing things which are revealed in the play. I don't want to give it all away. But
that's the title, They Promised Her the Moon.
100%. You're absolutely right.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, we're going to hear more about They Promised Her a Moon and Penn Arts Theater. We have a little break to take here, but stay tuned. Come back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking with my friends from Penn Arts here in Pensacola, a wonderful theater company. They're getting ready for their next production, They Promised Her the Moon, talking with the star of the show, Carson Campbell, and the star of Penn Arts, who is the creator, the director, artistic director, and a professional actress, I believe, herself, so many talents, Christine Kellogg. So let's talk a few more minutes about the play itself. You were giving folks the sense of what the plot was and all that kind of stuff. Fascinating story. What's the name of the woman again?
Her name is Geraldine Cobb. It's such an interesting plot. They go back and forth in between her life. So it starts in sort of this present day, somewhere in the early 60s when she is training for going into space, for space travel. And while she's training, she's having these memories, these flashbacks of different parts of her life. So the character of Jerry, she goes from 7 to, I think, 40 throughout the play. So I'm having to kind of learn how to hold myself like a 7-year-old and also hold myself as a 40-year-old woman. So that's been very interesting.
Absolutely. But what a fun challenge as an actress.
Yes, it is. So it's been really interesting. It's such a cool script, and they have her in, I don't want to give too much away, but some of the training that she does is she's in an isolation tank. So it's very, I don't know if you've seen Stranger Things, but you know, they have the isolation tank. It's a lot like that.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, that'll be interesting
to
see.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
Well, this is interesting. We get texts on the show, so if you have a question for Christine or Carson, you can text it in at 850-437-1620. But this is an interesting text. Someone just texted in and said, another woman who was part of the Mercury 13th program was from Pensacola, and her name was Jacqueline Cochran.
Yes. Exactly, and she is a character in this play as well.
Oh, okay.
Played by Katie Houghton.
Oh.
And she will be there, yes.
Excellent.
She was a big, let's not tell too much, Carson. She is involved, we'll say.
Yeah, yes. We really want to make sure we have people have a reason to come see the show.
Yes.
Speaking of which, let's give the dates, how people can get tickets, all of that kind of information.
It's playing from March 27th through March 30th, and tickets can be purchased, found at penarts.org, PENARTS.org.
And what are the times of the shows?
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, it's at 7:30. And on Sunday, the 30th, it's a 2:30 show.
Well, I have a confession. My favorite thing to do is to go over to Blue Sisters Cafe, have brunch, and then come to the 2:30 matinee.
Oh, cool. Cool.
It's a great
yeah,
day.
Yeah, a great combo. Yeah. Five Sisters has been very supportive of us.
Yeah, they're right down the road.
So yeah, exactly.
That's my little thing to do. So it's always a lot of fun. But Penn Arts is very special. You all have really made a difference in the community. So someone just texted in and they said, so they're doing productions, but what other activities do you have at the theater? And they have question mark for adults, children.
Yes, yeah. So we do. We do have children's classes. I personally teach a teen acting class right now.
You do?
I do. It is very fun. It has been such a joy. It's all girls, actually. Or no, sorry. But they are...
Story of my life. We're always looking for leading men.
Right, right. Well, I misspoke. It's almost all girls. But it has been such a joy to see those teens. We've been doing like script analysis and putting stuff together, and they are so invested in learning about how to analyze characters and analyze subtext and stuff. So that's been really interesting to do with them. We also have teen dance classes that are taught by Clarissa Rodriguez, who works at Penn Arts as well. And she's actually our head of our youth outreach program. I also, as a part of our youth outreach, I go and teach 2 days a week at the after school program at CA
that's
Weiss.
Wonderful.
Yes.
That's great.
So I do a dance class one day and a theater / acting class another day. And that has also been very fun. They're younger. It's elementary school.
I started taking classes very young, and it was such a confidence builder.
Yes.
Because you really do get a sense of yourself. You get to be able to express yourself, get out of that self-consciousness with your body, especially dance classes. So you don't have to become a professional dancer, but you can take these classes, and for kids, I think it's just great.
It is.
And make new friends.
Yes, it is. Yes. They get to be very silly, which I think is very fun. And it's funny that you mentioned the dance classes as confidence building. It's cool seeing them get excited when they finally master a new dance move.
Oh, yeah.
When I'm teaching them alternating chassés across the floor and they finally get it and they're like, oh, I did it. I did it. It's very exciting.
That's
them.
Wonderful. What about adults? Do you have anything for adults at this time? Or
yes.
We have adult acting classes, and we have monthly open mics. We have monthly artist mingles. We have a lot of different things going on like that.
Well, so how do I find out about your calendar? Is there an email list, or is there?
There is an email list. You can go to penarts.org, and you can see that we have that. Also, you can go to the Gordon website, and monthly the calendar is posted there.
Because they have other activities and organizations.
Exactly,
there
and they
as well.
Say when auditions and when classes are.
And the auditions are open to anyone?
It's funny, Meg saying that, because apparently there's a rumor around that you need to be invited to our auditions, which is totally untrue.
It might be part of the professional piece of it, right?
Maybe. I don't know, but we are. I think that we're very open and welcoming. If you would like to audition, please come and audition for us.
Okay. Yeah. How often do you do the plays, and how often are the auditions and that kind of thing? Would you have a kind of a schedule for the annual season coming up, or are you picking them sort of as you go along?
We've got a season. We've got They Promised Her the Moon, and we usually audition about 2 months ahead of the production. In July, we have Airness. Unbeknownst to me, I did not know there were national and international air guitar championships. So it's a story about competitors in air guitar, and it's filled with all this 80s, 90s rock music.
Oh, my goodness.
And then in November, we're doing a world premiere, an original by a band out of Nashville, the Lubbin Brothers. And it's it'll be a world premiere musical in November.
That's very exciting.
Yeah.
In Pensacola.
Yeah.
A world premiere.
Exactly.
I love it, love it, love it. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more information about Penn Arts and their upcoming production of They Promised Her the Moon. In just a few minutes on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Good morning. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And we have wonderful guests this morning, Christine Kellogg and Carson Campbell, who are both with Penn Arts and their upcoming production, They Promised Her the Moon. All right, we've talked about Penn Arts. We've talked about the show. What have I not asked you? We have a few minutes left that you'd like to express about what you do.
Actually, I'd love to mention the other cast members.
Yes,
we've got a great, very talented cast. Carson, you know. Tom Baracco is well known here in Pensacola.
He's infamous.
He's infamous and famous.
In a good way. So. In a good way. I'm just teasing. I know him.
Exactly. He's in it. We have Katie Houghton and we have Eleanor Armani. All of those are from Pensacola. However, we have two coming in. Hayes Mercure, who is coming in, and he works a lot in Atlanta. He does TV and film there. And Charles Van Emmon, who's coming in as well. He was on Days of Our Lives. He's been on a lot of TV and movies. He's coming in to do the show as well.
Excellent.
So we've got some really fine actors. And Elizabeth Baracco and Ava Stevens, our fellows.
So this is a stellar cast.
Mm-hmm. We're very excited about it.
And I love the premise of the show.
Yes.
It's really exciting.
It's very empowering. And it's very fitting that we're doing it in March, which is Women's History Month. And
what
this is sort of a recurring theme for March, because last March we did another play about female pilots.
And I remember. It was
actually
wonderful.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Well, it's funny that someone texted in mentioning Jackie Cochran, because she was also mentioned in that play that we did, which was called Decision Height, last March.
Yeah, I remember. That was a very good production. Mm-hmm. So I love this theme. I love the theme of Women's History Month and doing a play of this caliber. Mm-hmm. Very exciting. So you can get your tickets now. Again, where people can get tickets, how they can get on your email list.
PenArts.org, PENARTS.org. Harper Garcia is managing a lot of that, and that's exactly where to go.
Okay. And the show itself is March 27th through the 30th. Give those times again and the days.
7:30 on the 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Gordon, and 2:30 on the 30th. All of the performances.
About how long is the show? Sometimes people want to know that in case they want to make dinner plans or something.
Exactly. 2 hours, including a 15-minute intermission.
Nice. And they always have some nice refreshments in between, so that's always
good. That's up to Judy Uchida. Yes.
So it's always good. But if you've never been to a smaller theater, a black box theater, it really is a unique and wonderful experience. So I recommend Penn Arts highly. I've been to many of their shows. I know lots of actors and in the show as well, so... Break a leg, as
Thank
they say.
Thank you so much, Meg. Thank you very much.
Very excited to have you. Again, PennArts.org. Get your tickets now. They'll sell out fast.